Right.
What's going on, Mark?
I'm just waiting for
1 minute late now.
Yeah,
waiting for me. I'm just waiting for Nicole.
I'm fine.
As soon as Fraser says, let's go for it.
Let's go then.
Bam!
Oh, hang on a minute. I got some. I'm going to do something different
for
this
fuck's
week.
Sake. Christ.
If I can find it. Here we go. Hang on.
Come on, discount.
Guess it's Fraser's time.
Go.
It's Fraser's go.
Thank you very much. Love it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast, episode number 438 for September the 9th, 2017.
Smooth
jazz. I am your host, Fraser.
Fraser.
I've had speaking recently a number of times. It's like my voice is breaking. I'm only in my 40s, though. Don't worry about it. Finally. I'm your host, Fraser, for this week. I'm very honored to be allowed into the coveted chair, but even more honored to have some big-name guests with us today. Starting in my top right-hand corner, it's Nicole Radowski.
Howdy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Nicole. How are things with you?
They're decent.
Have you seen...
My legs are shaved and your beard is not, so, you know.
I know. Your hair is magically transformed off your legs onto my...
Yes, that's it.
God, that's a weird
gorilla glue.
I know. It's starting to get a little bit odd before we've even started. You're well down there. How's... no signs of storms. How far south are you? I can... No dangers down that way for you, are there?
Unfortunately, we did lose some friends... in Houston. They did not weather the storm. The storm Irma is actually moving more westerly, which is kind of sucking because my cousins are coming in from Scotland and they're going to Orlando and we're supposed to go meet them.
Yes. It's about to take a turn up that way. Yes.
Could be a bit dodgy. Yeah.
Are you well, though?
Hurricane Jose, is that also heading your way? At this point? Or is that still in the Caribbean?
H-I-J.
Yeah, the Irma hitting Sunday, and then Jose is coming straight after it, apparently. And that's a category 5 at the moment.
Irma's a 5.
Oh. Right, Irma's a 5 and Jose.
Yeah, but we reckon that'll be downgraded to a 4 by the time it hits Florida. But it's still bad enough.
It needs to hit, like, some magic halo wall and just, like, fizzle out.
Yeah.
And be done. Nobody needs it.
Threaten it with
shotguns. I don't care what state you're in.
Somebody needs to tell Mother Nature to stop leveling up her hurricanes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. She's having a right old go at the moment. Well, so yes. On the opposite side, we have Mr. Greg DeLacy, the one and only hero and legend. How are you?
I'm good. Excited to be in a host chair.
I know. You love it, don't you?
I do. And in fact, I have a little bit of a magic trick. In honor of Robin Tate, I wanted to try and perform this magic trick for you guys. So kind of real time, no shenanigans here, no trickery. So I have here one wine glass.
I thought it involved wine somehow.
I also have one wine bottle. And I will now attempt to take this wine bottle and empty it into one glass.
I would like to see you empty that bottle into one man, as was that was
know,
actually Robin's.
Like,
that was Robin's trick.
Just drink out of the bottle. Holy shit!
Oh my word.
That is one big glass.
Cheers, Sir Robin.
Well done. Yes, for the folks at home who don't have video, yes, Greg has just emptied a whole glass of wine, a whole bottle of wine into one glass. Magic. I hope you throw some ice cubes in there.
Yeah, I won't be drinking that.
Yes, Greg, you're taking advantage of not sitting in the host chair.
Fully
aware of that position. I really do enjoy it when I'm not host. I don't mind being host, of course. But it does take a little bit of the pressure off. You can just sit and be abusive from a chair in the corner. It's good.
Yeah. I definitely am looking forward to it and looking forward to the riveting discussion that no doubt is going to come as we avoid talking about PUBG.
Or Destiny 2.
Or Destiny 2. Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of new and shiny, he's the man with the mic, the man with the buttons. Mm-hmm. It's Mr. Marcanix, of course. How are you doing, Mark?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
At the start of the show, you started with the 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
I sent you another version of that. Can you see if you can bring that up?
Where did you send me it?
It's on the Skype messaging.
All right, it's going to cut the video up a little bit, but hang on a minute.
So this is one of my favorites. This is what I thought you were going to play. Might have to edit out the silence.
Possibly. Maybe not. We can silence.
We can't hear it, Mark.
Yes. That was brilliant.
Okay.
Quiet. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, someone with a recorder going. Yeah, I played it on the PC. That's why you guys couldn't hear it, so you didn't echo with yourself.
Okay, well, that didn't go as planned. Good live podcasting there.
Everyone else heard it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad everybody else got to enjoy that. That's all right. Yes. So anyway, Mark, how are you? How are things going?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, things have improved this week. Jenny came home Wednesday afternoon. I've been looking after her. I've taken a few more days off work. They've been really good about it, and I've been doing everything. I've got a newfound appreciation for my lovely wife because I have been doing all the cooking, cleaning, washing, not the ironing. I won't do the ironing, but yeah, everything else. And I've been looking after, I've been your little nursie, haven't I, love? Yeah.
And it's only taken you how many years?
With the exception of the ironing.
How many years has that taken you, Mark?
20 something, yeah, 28.
So, yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad it's good news.
Yeah.
We were excited to hear about Jenny coming home, but also, honestly, most of us were a little concerned for her because we pretty much figured it was, thank God you're home. There's so much to do.
Yeah. Glad you're home. Love kitchens that way. Yeah. But no, I was on my hands and knees this afternoon scrubbing the toilet, cleaning it all and everything. Tough work being an housewife, you know.
But yeah. I don't know whether I want to get into this. Sort of path we go down that gets us all in trouble?
No, I'm not being sexist, because what it is in our house, it suits us because I work. Jenny doesn't work because of illnesses and everything, so she hasn't worked for quite a few years. So she's happy doing the housewife a bit.
That doesn't count as work.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, yeah, it does big time now.
See, now you get what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't have this conversation without getting yourself in some sort of dire trouble. You're not, you know, I'm...
Put it this way, I'll be glad to go back to work for a rest. I think in a few years' time, it's going to get to the...
You'll be happier when your wife is back on doing those chores.
Yeah, and I'm back at work. Saying. Yeah, it'll be easier when I'm back at work, yeah. But I've got a funny feeling in... Maybe in another 10 years or so, I might have to give up work to be a carer. And that's going to be a lot of hard work. But
it's good for you. Build character.
Yeah, you got to do it, haven't you? You got to do it.
I guess. I clean my toilet. I have my own bathroom at work, so I clean. We're all responsible for our own bathroom, so I clean the toilet all the time. And actually, that leads us on to story time. Do you want to hit the jingle there, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, look, someone appreciates my jingles and lets me play them. Not like some...
Oh, I love your jingles. Give us some of your jingles.
Right, here we go.
Let me get hold of your jingles.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
I installed a bidet on my office toilet this week.
I'm sorry, what?
I installed a bidet. No.
It's not a Japanese one. What comes out by itself and squirts up the ass.
No, it's pretty much
installed your birthday.
It's pretty much one of these simple ones that you can get. They sell by the hundreds and thousands on Amazon. I got it for my birthday for my sister last year. It sort of just clamps underneath the toilet seat.
Right.
And then you feed it into the water. So you tie it into the water system. So
is it heated?
No. Water? It's not heated. It's just cold water. It's quite. I don't know if you've never used one before. I've never used one before. So it's quite a shock to the system when that cold water hits your bullseye right there. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. So
wait for wintertime to fully kick in.
Well, Europeans swear by them, though, don't they?
Well, I've never used swearing by it. Yeah. So, I mean, I thought, you know, well, why not?
Right? Nicole, just cover your ears a minute. Right. Is it good for hairy asses? Does it get rid of the clinkers?
Right. Well, first of all, Mark, you've got to ask yourself the question. Why? I didn't get it just to splash water on my bum, right? Yeah. It's to get rid of the dangle. It's to prevent, not even to get rid of the clinkers and the dangleberries. It's to try and prevent the dangleberries in the first place, right?
Because sometimes you can be wiping for hours. And it don't
exactly.
Know.
I'm not worried about that. And then you've got like by
the problems
four
with a hairy ass, Nicole.
4 o'clock.
Just think yourself lucky. You're a woman.
Proper. I don't know if women don't have these problems as well. I not for a
you
second.
You say Nicole's got a hairy ass.
This is me. This is the conversation, and I'm just staying over here.
Yeah. Okay. You just don't want to delve into reality, but everybody knows. You know. Sometimes you know everything can be all right. Other times it's a bloodbath down there, and you got to sort it right out.
Fraser. Okay, so there's some irony here because actually I was going to bring this up because I was listening to the Giant Beast cast. They were talking about being at PAX, or maybe it was the Giant Bomb cast. But either way, they were talking about the fact that dudes need to wash their asses better. They need to wipe better because apparently there was some real funk going on at the like when they were seated down playing games and people were standing next to them. So I almost brought – I was thinking of bringing that up as a topic and then you just naturally brought it up. Everybody needs
it. It's a natural topic.
Yeah.
It is.
Everybody needs a bidet.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's early days yet. I don't know. But the weirdest thing about it is, right? Okay. It's very weird, very odd feeling when you get that jet right up there, okay? When you're not used to it. So
especially
when it's cold. But but the weird thing is,
it's quite exhilarating.
It's exceedingly exhilarating, is one way to put it. It's exceedingly refreshing. It almost feels like you've had a little drink of water, but through your butt.
Colonic irrigation.
It's very, very strange. Anyway, it's early days yet. I've only used it twice.
Right.
And, seriously, check Amazon. I'll send you it. I think it's called the Neo. Right. Neo 210 or 110. You can get the 120.
Robin will get one, but he'll make sure it's one what links to his Echo. So he'll say, Alexa, wash my ass.
Robin will have the all singing, all dancing Japanese LED lights, squirts perfume at the end and sings you a song.
I saw something on
Alexa, squirt my ass.
LED lights. Yeah, I saw on YouTube or something today, and it was a woman walked up to the toilet, and the seat lifted up automatically when she approached it and everything. So, pretty clever.
Because there's another thing with the Japanese ones. This is a little – maybe – I don't know why I know this, but apparently the Japanese – a lot of Japanese toilets, they have a button to press which simulates the sound of flushing, and that's to disguise ladies – or, you know, to protect ladies' honor when they're going to the toilet, because what the ladies were doing, there's tend to be very sort of self-conscious about the noises in the toilets. They would flush the toilet to disguise the noise of maybe their clinkers going down, right? Yeah. So now they just made it an electronic one to save water. So I don't know. How do I know that? It's just way too much information.
Did you
live in Japan, Nicole?
At work.
Do they have all that electronic toilets over there when you were there?
Were you disguising your clinkers in Japan?
Honestly, the toilets, I remember you guys would totally just die.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
They were holes in the ground and you squatted over them.
Squatting?
That sounds more like China to me because that's...
But yeah, have you seen that unicorn advert?
Okay. And they did have a lot of stuff that you didn't have to touch anything. Like,
right.
They were doing the hand sensing stuff way before us. I mean, way before. Or you would push this button, it would lift the lid, and then you could go do whatever you needed to do. But their stalls, they don't do a lot of the big bath. It's more individual stalls, if I remember. But things change. I haven't been there in a very long time. Hi to your wife behind you, by the way, Fraser. Yes.
Hello, everybody wife. Says hello.
Yeah, it always cracks me up. Like if I'm at the airport or something and I go to a stall and then, you know, I can immediately know when somebody not in the U.S. has gone to the bathroom there because you'll see like footprints on the toilet where they just like get up on the toilet seat and squat.
Wow. Oh my God. I've never noticed that before.
I don't do that, but if I'm at work, I conscious of it.
And I'm glad.
And I won't make it. If someone comes in for a piss while I'm sat on the pot, I will not do anything till they've gone out again. I won't move.
So
I won't.
Basically, you're like a Japanese woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, so I'm a funny kind of person.
Yeah, so that was that's been the focus of my life. It's amazing the things that are important in my life now. That's one of them. So I'll have more to report on it. Better usage statistics and things like that next time we catch up.
Wait. Yep, cannot
sure.
Wait.
Sure.
I can.
So, and also, if I'll just continue as I started, I see somebody put in they've been watching some television. I actually have finally wrestled myself away from something other than my main pastime, which most of you are aware of. And I started watching Narcos season 3. I don't know, did anybody watch?
I haven't watched any Narcos yet. It's on my list to watch.
I looked at it on Netflix, but I didn't want, it's Columbia.
There's
Girl
so
Lord.
Much to watch. Yeah.
It's, and I don't take this the wrong way, it's very blokey. I think blokes, it appeals to blokes, that sort of like gangster sort of thingy. No. And my wife wasn't interested in watching it, but I thought it was great. I highly recommend it for guys if you like crime and punishment and all that sort of stuff.
Is that a Netflix only? What is that on Netflix only? It's like one of their
Netflix original.
Yeah, the one that I've mentioned is also Netflix only.
Well, why don't we move on to you then?
Well, because, see, you guys had been talking in the chat about watching Luke Cage, which was a Netflix-only one.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ooh, Luke Cage. And I put that in my, you know, to-watch list. And then I was watching Daredevil. And
Daredevil's
then
good.
They popped up with Iron Fist and Jessica Jones. So I
enjoyed
binge
Jessica
watched,
Jones as well. That was good. Yeah.
I binge watched Daredevil, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage, and then The Defenders brings all of those stories together.
And is that that's brand
and
new?
I,
that
I
one,
just
right?
Yeah. Finished The Defenders.
It came out August last month.
So
yeah.
Good. It was
still,
really good.
I've still got the Luke Cage and the Iron Fist to watch before I watch Defenders. But yeah, Daredevil and Jessica Jones. I love both of them.
I think the one I'm most looking forward to is The Punisher.
Yeah. Well, he's actually in is it Daredevil second season.
He's in Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And as soon as I saw him, I went, Shane. It's Shane from Walking Dead season 1. Yeah.
He's not dead.
Now, Michaela asked me, she goes, why does he always play a bad guy? I go, well, he's not.
He does
guy.
Well in that. I think he makes a perfect Punisher.
Oh,
he wasn't a bad guy in Walking Dead, was he?
He turned
he was and he wasn't. You can make the argument Rick was the bad guy in that situation.
I don't know. I only saw the first season of Walking Dead. Sorry.
What do you mean? He screwed Rick's wife.
I think Rick's wife was
Rick's wife. He thought he was dead.
Yeah, but he still carried on screwing her when he found out he was alive.
I tell you what, that Rick. It's funny now. You're going to draw me into this, but that episode with Rick's wife was what made me switch off The Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just, it was so outrageous that I was just like, she was. Did she get punished for that in the end? Did she pay for that?
She died.
She does die later on. Yeah, spoilers.
Oh, if you haven't, you know,
that was season 2, so it's
so
far.
I am not going back to watch that series.
I think you might like it. You might like it.
Like it.
Nobody liked her, by the way, so you're not alone in that.
No, I had nobody to bounce ideas off.
Oh, right. Dude, please. We'll bounce all kinds of ideas. We all hate her, so you're not alone.
By the way, real quickly, Walking Dead, holy shit. That's all I'm going to say to that.
Have you seen the trailer?
Sorry, not Walking Dead. Game of Thrones.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was like, well, we all know that, you know.
Yeah, have you finally caught up on that, Greg? It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
It's
very
so
good. I won't say a word other than, oh, it's on. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Okay. Up the list then, Mark. You have something on there as well.
Yeah. I've binge watched over the last 2 weeks Fargo season 3. I really enjoyed season 1 and 2. I thought I'd give season 3 a crack. It was actually on our terrestrial channels recently, and I've recorded all the series. I just haven't got around to watching them. So, Ewan McGregor plays two different characters as like twin brothers. Well, not twins, but there's a bit of an age gap, but. Yeah, it worked really well, and the story was decent. We're all set on true stories of Fargo's, so it's interesting.
So they say. Well, I do wonder how true they are.
Yeah. Based.
Yeah, based, yeah. But yeah, I found it really, really good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought season 1 was brilliant. Yeah. I thought season 2 was good.
I really enjoyed 2
I
as
thought
well.
Kirsten Dunst was amazing.
Yeah.
In season 2.
Yeah.
I
like the sheriff guy. Because he's in the Conjuring films and that, and I can't remember his name. Yeah, I like that guy as an actor.
I'll have to check that out, season 3. Good. I'll be up for
season
that.
Season 2,
yes.
Yeah, but season 3's really good.
Yeah, there's also a good tie-in between season two and season three.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, that was a nice
Which was
surprise.
A bit of a surprise.
Yeah,
When
I told Richard watched it all and he went, oh, did you see on the certain vehicle, the sort of like reveal? And I went, yeah, that was a wow moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I still say season 1, then season 3, then season 2 for my favorites.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'd say 1, 2, 3 in that order. I still think 2 was for me, it was better than 3. But it was good.
Good?
Yeah.
Greg.
Fraser. Fraser.
All right.
Actually, before I talk about that topic that you're like doing,
here we go.
I went and saw the movie The Hitman's Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson. I enjoyed it. It is not going to win Academy Awards. It's a fun kind of popcorn Lethal Weapon kind of, buddy cop type movie. But I've come to really enjoy Ryan Reynolds in this type of role, which is comedic action hero. He pulls it off really well. I really, really enjoyed that aspect of it. The movie itself was okay. It's not like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch it again. If you're hankering for something that's going to have some good action and lots of good comedy one-liner bits to it, it fits the bill perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, the NFL is back, baby. It started finally. The real season has kicked off, and I am fully prepared.
Has the season kicked off yet, or does it start this weekend?
The season kicked off last night with the Kansas City Chiefs thumping the New England Patriots.
I thought I saw Kansas City on the TV.
Yeah, they put a beat down on the Patriots. I think it was 42-27, something like that. So
no, there's just one game on a Friday night. Is that how they do this?
Thursday night.
No.
Sorry, yeah, it was Thursday night. Not Friday. Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, but they'll have just one game on the Thursday and then a load of games on the Sunday.
Correct.
And then just one game on the Monday?
They'll have two games this Monday. But normally it'll just be one game.
Now, are my beloved Denver Broncos playing your team? I forgot what your team is. They have a name, don't they? Who are they?
That name right there on his cup.
What does that say? It's too small.
Chargers. The
vaginas. Oh, Chargers.
Cock. yes, the Chargers and the Broncos play on Monday night. And this is when Fraser, you tried calling me apparently on my phone as well. You can disregard that. Apparently. Yeah.
Butt dialed Greg. That's awesome.
No, it was from when you were calling into the show originally.
Yes.
So this is a message. I don't know if you can see the name here.
yes.
Your best
could Gary be DeFelice.
Gary DeFelice.
And right there, that's him predicting the Chargers will finish first and his Broncos will finish last.
Wow.
Oh.
I still stand by my standings. Chargers 1, Chiefs 2, Raiders 3, Broncos 4th. Mm-hmm. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Suck it.
I've got a special Broncos sound clip. Lovers. I've got a special clip here, Greg. This is especially for you to Gary.
You are one pathetic loser.
You can keep that sound clip.
Yeah. Yeah, also bowling started back up, so the winter season is here. So summer season in bowling is usually pretty short. It was 11 weeks, I think. Winter is going to be a 32-week season. They split it up into two 16-week halves. And, yeah, we have a five-man team this go-round. So I'm excited. Got the first game in.
What did you bowl in your first game, then?
So I had a 145, a 184, right. And then a 147.
Right, that's good. So I was listening to great. The Entertain Nerds earlier today, and I know Kyle's sort of like having a bit of a bad run at the moment. He's not bowling right well. He's just pushing 100 each time, and he's not happy with himself. But I'm sure he'll pick up again.
I once bowled, I think it was a 213.
That's good.
In the day. Back in the day.
Not bad at all. That's great.
I have a bowling question for you because I saw Kyle had mentioned something about a split ball.
A split ball.
So they would have bowling balls that you might specifically pull out to help you pick up a split. Is that right?
Yes. Usually you refer to not so much as a split ball, but a spare ball.
Spare ball.
And so the difference being that, like right now, my main bowling ball is a resin cover. It's drilled for a fingertip hold, if you will. So when I throw it, I throw what they call a hook. So, you know, I line up kind of to the left. My ball comes out way to the right, and then it hooks back into the pocket.
Yes.
Because of the cover stock on the ball and the way it's drilled, it's always going to hook. And so when I'm trying to shoot spares, and that's when you leave pins behind, you don't get a strike on your first shot. You probably want your ball to be straight as opposed to a hook because it's tough to pick up, say, pins that are on the far right. If my ball naturally is going to hook back to the left, it makes it really challenging for me to pick up any pins that are going to be on the far right side. So a spare ball is usually going to be more of like a plastic cover stock, and it's not going to have a lot of hook to it. So it'll pretty much roll straight, even though you might drill it for a fingertip ball, it'll still roll straight. So this way you can throw at the pins as opposed to having it hook away from them.
How many balls are you allowed to have in a game?
I believe in like an official, like sanctioned tournament, I think you're limited to 2 balls. I could be wrong on that. But in league where it's sanctioned by the National Bowling Association, but it's not like a tournament so that you can, I see people bringing 4 and 5 balls to the alley sometimes. It's crazy. They have these stack bags.
In a tournament, are you allowed to play with someone else's balls?
No. No. And you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to play with somebody else's balls because when you're fingering somebody else's balls, the finger holes are not going to be the same as what you would be normally expecting when you're playing with your own balls.
It's low-hanging fruit, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. You're welcome.
All right, let's move on.
Yep, moving on.
Oh, actually, saying that, it's curling season coming up soon, which I can't wait for. But two people that I used to curl with regularly, they gave up. They gave up curling to take up bowling.
You know why? You're not playing on ice. You're playing in a nice heated bowling alley.
I think the less chance of injury, and it's not it's pretty energetic curling actually. So
no, I get that. Did I tell you I pulled my groin bowling about 2 weeks ago? That was not a fun thing.
I could imagine that if you slipped.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way,
go over the line? Did you go over the line?
I did not go over the line, but I almost fell over because it definitely throws your balance off.
Yep.
Don't pull your groin, kids.
Stay with us, Nicole. Stay with us. It's over soon.
Hey, in curling, by the way, do they call those things pucks or stones?
Stones.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my only question. I promise. Yes. Wake up.
Okay. No problem.
Y'all are killing
okay.
me.
Okay. Let's move on to what we've been playing. Mark, jingle.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
It's brilliant. Okay, let's go in reverse order of story time. Then, Greg, let's get you on the stand for what you've been playing.
All right, I have been just hammering through on Mafia 3. That has been the only game I have played this past week. And I tweeted this out the other day. I'm kind of in a weird spot right now because I'm still looking. You know, I have the Xbox One X coming on the horizon. And so I'm kind of not wanting to buy new games right now because I know most of these new games are going to have support for the Xbox One X. So I'm really just sticking to my old games.
You don't want to buy a game because you want to torture Mark.
No, I do not enjoy torturing Mark. Slightly I do, but that's not my reasoning.
Can we have this conversation then? What are we expecting? What games are you expecting to have specific support? You know, features or support for the Xbox One X?
Well, I mean, pretty much all of the games that I'm looking at are going to be 4K, and I have a 4K TV, so I mean, there's that.
Okay, but I mean, are you expecting games to be released and be released coming up saying, hey, this is now released with more support for Xbox One X? Or are you expecting the Xbox One X to ups? Do you just see what I'm saying? Are we going to see new branding on games that are coming? Are you specifically, is there a game coming that you're saying, hey, I'm waiting for these games to come and they're going to be specially made for the Xbox One X? I haven't heard anything, so it's a valid question for me.
That's a fair question. So they have a list, and I think it's on either the Xbox main site or it's on the Xbox Wire site. But in a sense, it kind of lists all of the upcoming games that are getting support in one fashion or another.
Okay.
So it'll tell you how much support those games are getting, whether it's like a full, you know, enhancements plus 4K resolution plus, you know, HDR lighting, or if it's just 4K resolution, or you know, just maybe enhancements. And, you know, there are probably going to be a few games that aren't going to get necessarily a 4K patch, but they're still going to get enhancements from just the base Xbox. But most of the new games coming out, in fact, pretty much all the new games coming out, have already stated they will have day one support or relative day one support is in like released within the month. For the game to enhance it to 4K resolution. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Forza 7 is a perfect example. That comes out on October 3rd, but when the Xbox One X launches, there will be a update patch that actually will come out prior to that that you can upload ahead of time that will basically increase the assets on the game and get it ready. So when you pop that game in day one, it'll be 4K, 60 frames a second. So,
gotcha.
So yeah, so I mean, I'm very much interested in Forza 7, but Mark actually is a little bit on the fence on Forza 7. So we do some game sharing.
Mm.
Yeah, so we actually started talking about this about a week ago, Mark?
Yeah,
started talking about the games we were interested in, the games we weren't. Surprisingly, Mark was not so big on Destiny 2, which I was a little surprised.
Yeah,
and then like 3 days later, he's like, I kind of want to get Destiny 2.
Yeah, so. I just saw everyone playing it, and I've watched some videos, and everyone's saying how good it is. And then I just got this flashback of the amount of hours I put in at Destiny 1, and I'm thinking, I want it. I want to play it. But I've no money.
So, my people are talking to Mark's people. We'll try and figure something out.
How does it work when you guys are game sharing? Are you splitting the cost, or are you one person buying a game, another person's buying a game, or... If there's a game you decide.
Unless someone's got like a birthday and may buy a game, and then when it's my birthday, I get a game and we both get the benefit from that. But generally, if it's something we both want, we'll go halves on it.
Yeah, we talk about it kind of ahead of time, figuring out, like, we plot out a roadmap, if you will, of these are the games we're most interested in.
So, like, if Greg says, I'm getting Madden 18 or whatever, Mark, you're like, I ain't.
Good luck.
Right, that would tell Mark.
PayPal ain't getting open yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be on me. But a game like Destiny 2 or maybe Call of Duty 2, depending upon how we come to, you know, feel about it, we would probably game share that. Forza 7, we would probably game share. And when we say game you? Share, well,
yeah, I'll probably well, it, there's something in the news about Forza 7, and that's probably going to sway me. I wasn't impressed with Forza 5 much, but I was impressed with Forza 6. Having said that, I haven't played much of it because there's been that many games to play. Forza 6 is a fantastic game, don't get me wrong, but I've just not put that much time into it. Right. And I think that was before the game shared, wasn't it, Greg? Forza 6? Or was it? Oh, no, it was...
I think it might have been one of our first.
It might be, yeah. I think, no, it was Project Cars you bought. Yeah. But yeah, I haven't really had my monies with out of that, but that's not to say it's not on my hard drive and I can't go back to it.
But then again,
but when 7 comes
Mark
out, who's going to want to?
Price for the game.
Yeah,
so
that's true, yeah.
Say I did get my money's worth.
And, yeah, and we did do quite a lot of multiplayer when it first came out. So yeah, probably, yeah.
You know, that's
the advantage of going halves. You're not shelling out full price, are you?
Yeah, and the other thing we do, and this is just, you know, for those that are maybe in different markets, Mark and I will always compare what the UK price is versus what the US price is, because sometimes there is some differences. It might just be a few bucks here or there, but we'll figure out who's got the better price. And then we also try and just make it even in terms of who is owning what. So we make sure we you know, have an even split of games.
Yeah, yeah, generally it's nearly always cheaper on the US store for me with the right. conversion and everything. But sometimes – I would ask Greg if we can get it on the UK side because, like, for example, Halo Wars 2 is a Play Anywhere title, so I can play it on my PC as well. But if right. Greg bought it, I couldn't play it on my PC because I'm logged in as me, not Greg. You can't do game sharing on the PC like you can on the Xbox.
So you would sort of...
So I would...
You would put in a request, say, yeah. hey, you know what, can
yeah.
we put this on?
Yeah, it's only £3 more to get it on the UK store. So are you happy with getting it on that so I can play it on the PC right. as well? So, yeah, enough, it's yeah. just... It's just sort of like mutually agreeing things. And
I think we established last year we bought over, I think it was almost $800 worth of games yeah. between the two of us, yeah. game sharing. So,
yeah.
I mean, that might have been longer than just a year, but it was there was a considerable amount. And we buy like on yeah. sales, that kind of thing too. We'll be like,
well,
hey,
yeah, this
I just
year,
saw this on sale.
This year, especially with the Yolg, we'll just impulse buy games on the sale so the other person just gets the benefit of it. So, like with, well, it yeah. wasn't on sale, but like Sonic Mania. Greg's not really a Sonic person, but because I've bought that, he's got access to it, which is great.
Right.
And
yeah, like Mark doesn't know yet, but he's going to benefit XCOM 2 expansion in just a day or two time.
I figured it's your birthday soon. I figured that XCOM 2 DLC will be on the cards. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's really turned it around for me on the Xbox, as well as the improvements to the Dash and everything. But yeah, game sharing's absolutely superb. If you can find someone who's you trust well, and you really get on with, it's well worth doing.
And I think PayPal actually is what really cinched that. That made it like a viable thing.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't have PayPal, it would be far more difficult.
Yeah.
But because we can just send money to one another on our PayPal account and then use PayPal to pay for the game.
Yeah.
It just makes it totally easy.
Yeah.
Yep. I get that. So as Mafia 3, I listened to
right,
you
yeah, back to Mafia 3.
Last week.
Yes. Sorry.
And Mafia 3, you were giving it some pretty good props, which I thought was counter to what I had originally heard about the game, that it didn't really live up to what everybody had hoped. And by everybody, I mean Mike Chinn.
Right.
Are you still there? Are you still giving it the same amount of love now you've got another week under your belt?
Yeah, I'm, you know what? I really am still enjoying it. You know, the general idea is you are, it's a tale of revenge and you are building out your kind of your own, crime family. And how you're doing that is you're taking over different crime, you know, crime bosses, pieces of business, if you will. And you can either pull them in as partners or you take them down and you give that business to maybe one of your other partners. Story for so far, you know, I really like the story. The gameplay mechanics themselves are all pretty sound and solid. Is it better than GTA 5? Yeah, probably not. GTA 5 probably offers a lot more in terms of, you know, open world things to do, whereas Mafia 3 doesn't feel like there's as much different side missions that you can just suddenly get distracted by. Because I know in GTA 5, I'd be just driving and just like constant like, oh, I can go do this, I can go do that, I can go do this. Whereas in Mafia 3, It's far less. There's not as much side mission stuff happening, at least so far in the game. It's, you know, it feels much more linear in that regard.
I can see that. I don't really play either of them. So, you know, I've just dipped my toe in, but I could imagine the same thing. Mafia 2 felt like more, you've got a job to do, get on with it, right?
Yep.
Whereas
yep.
GTA
yep.
was more of a sandbox, play around. And,
But I think Mafia I like that about shit. Mafia 3. Yeah. I think I do like that about Mafia 3. And I do happen to really enjoy the cutscene acting, the voice acting and all is well done. So, so far so good.
Good, good. Okay, that's all you had on your list there for this week.
That is all I had.
Mark?
Yes, right. Same as last week for me, but I've got a bit further into them. So I've done some more Sonic Mania, completed a few more levels. And some of the end-level bosses are quite genius, really. I've just had one. I don't want to spoil it, but I know Rich has played it today on stream. And it's got like a Tetris vibe to it, and it was really, really fun. Just plodding along.
Is that going to be a victory achieved?
Oh, eventually, yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to be more of a filling in game for me because I really do want to sort of like get my Yolgs out of the way or as many as I can. I'm not going to do all 30 by Christmas. I'm not kidding myself. But I do want to get at least 20 done. I think I'm on 12 at the moment, so I do want to get as many as I can done. And as much as I want to finish Horizon Zero Dawn, I'm putting it on hold because I want to give that the time and love it needs rather than just plowing through all the games to get to it. So,
okay.
So that's Sonic Mania. There's not much to say, really, apart from it's more Sonic and it's really, really good.
I'm
like
keen
Sonic.
To play it, no doubt. I really do want to play it.
Yeah, it's really good. The other game I've played more of is I've played some more Far Cry Primal. I mentioned last week.
How is that, Mark?
So far, I'm really enjoying it. It's slowly improving. Hmm. I know a lot of people said this is the worst of the Far Cries, and that's probably true to an extent, but so far, I've not got bored of it. And in fact, if anything, it's got better for me now because I've started to level up. I've unlocked a few more perks, skill points in the skill tree, so I've got more health now. I've got better club. I've got a better bow. I can carry more arrows and stuff. It's the usual thing with Far Cry. You hunt animals and you can use their skins to upgrade your equipment. So it's
I played a bit of Far Cry.
Yeah.
Far Cry Primal for me, I got it from the library, so I only had it for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But I got the general impression from that given the stars aligning at the right point for me, I could find myself totally addicted to that game in a gotta finish it all type of scenario. I think that has that written all over it, and I could see myself just given the right opportunity to go back to that and really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, it's sucking me in. I'm 8 hours into it now, and I was planning originally just to plow through the story and get through it all, but I am easily sidetracked. I am doing a lot of the side missions and then thinking, oh, I can just hunt that animal, I can upgrade that thing. It's getting me hooked into it. I've now tamed a beast. I've unlocked a perk to tame a beast, so I've now got an animal to help me. So you can tag an enemy and then tell your beast, which I've currently got a white leopard, I think, or something like a white tiger or something. And that'll go and hunt the guy down and take him down while I take another guy down. So your beast can get hurt and injured, so you can heal them by giving them meat. So that's a quite cool
dynamic. I'm so resisting so many different jokes I want to throw out there right now.
Yeah. My beast likes my meat. I'm lining them up for you, Greg. The graphics are nice. The sound's good. There seems to be two sort of like species of man in it, which is you're sort of like the early humans, which you call the Wenger, and then you've got Neanderthal looking guys with a big forehead and chin and that, and they're called the Udam. And the Udam are the bad guys who are cannibalistic. And you're the Wenger who seems to be more sort of like advanced. And then you've got all the animals. And I've come across my first saber-toothed tiger this week, and it mauled the shit out of me in one go. I was dead instantly. And then after a couple of upgrades to my club and that, I've managed to kill a couple, so that was quite rewarding. So yeah, really enjoying it. Still lots to go on it. I'm only 8% done on the story. So right. Lots of gameplay there for me. But I do like the previous Far Cry, so I knew I was going to like this anyway. Far Cry 3 and 4, I absolutely loved. Yeah. But yeah, that's all I've had time to play this week with all the other stuff that's going off. But yeah.
Nicole. Oh, actually, should we save Nicole to the end?
Save the best to last.
Save the best to last. I hope you don't mind, Nicole. But I think what you've got the bombshell of the episode.
I can't wait to hear about this. So
I'll just jump in. I've played a little bit of Titanfall 2. I've got to get that off my YOG list. So it's been a while. Yeah, and it's been a long time since I picked it up. So I got my butt handed to me. I'd forgotten, you know, not in that it's a super difficult game. I never thought it was that difficult, but it was just, you forget. We've had this conversation before, going back and having to relearn the game. So that was a tiny bit annoying, but it gave me a chance as well to analyze the level that I kept playing over and over again. And that game is so well constructed, looks so good, and is so slick. I can understand why Greg gives it so much love, because you really do, Greg. I know you always are flying the flag for Titanfall 2.
It deserves it.
It does deserve it, and it's
The new Frontier Defense multiplayer part, that's really good as well. But yeah, the single-player campaign in this game I thought was superb compared to sort of like the first offering. They really made up for it.
They really did, and I feel I'm sort of lament that I haven't put more time into it. So hopefully at some point I can, and this is where my son will be brilliant, is that he will be right there ready just to pick it up with me, and maybe we can play some multiplayer together. So I'll look forward to that.
I will gladly join.
Me too, yeah. I've said that how many times. Yeah.
It's like co-op firefight, basically.
Yeah,
I will drop any game I'm playing to join someone with Titanfall 2 multiplayer, because I love it.
Yeah, so we'll have to dig that one up later on. Put that on the back burner for some point, for sure. And then, of course, no surprise, I've been also playing nothing else but PUBG. Where possible, when possible, however possible. PUBG, yeah. The game continues to be as wonderful as ever. Got a chicken dinner last night, so that was nice. So life is good.
Ironically, I ate chicken dinner last night.
I'm having chicken dinner tomorrow. Not on PUBG, but in real life.
Yeah, so I played... it's still fascinating that we were playing games. We were playing over and over and over again last night. We're having really some... very frustrating at points. You know, we really want to do better than we were doing. And then out of nowhere, we played with Webster. So Webster picked the game up this week.
Right.
And to quote Webster, why was I not playing this game earlier, is what he said. He seems to have taken to it like a duck to water. We should also mention that Webster took 3.5 hours to get his first chicken dinner. Only 3.5 hours to pick up a solo chicken dinner. And I think now that he's played it another 10 or 20 hours, he doesn't know how he did it. So it's very interesting that, you know, that the game...
So I want to ask you a question. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about, you know, one of the, you know, kind of early on tactics it's kind of, I think, and in the more public sector, it's frowned upon, but the tactic of hiding, right? Just find a spot, hunker down, hide until most people have been killed off, and then try and emerge out. How do you feel about that? I guess that's
I have no problems with it. Look, if I walk into a room and I've done it before. I walked into a house the other day, guy straight just sitting in the living room, sitting in the bedroom or whatever it was, just camping in there, shot me when I walked in the room. Okay.
Right.
What do you do? It's the game. You either can play like that or you don't play like that. Some people like to run and gun. You might as easily just get killed by some guy running like a lunatic around, right? It's the game.
I think they need to develop an animation that would have you like sit down on a couch, like cross your leg and just have your gun ready. So this way you could just shoot somebody walking through the door with you just casually sitting there, just being like, what's up?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's the game. And that's the beauty of the game. You can play it however you want to play it. I mean, I play very, very, we play very, very differently every time we play. Sometimes we jump into hot, real hot spots because we just want to fight, right? And you go down and there's 10, 20 other guys jumping into the same spot. And the chances of you surviving that are minimal. But you might kill a couple of guys and you have a laugh and you think, okay, well, we tried. Then you might jump into the middle of nowhere. You don't see anyone for the first 10 to 15. You don't see anyone for the first 10 to 15 minutes. And then now you're fighting for a top 20, top 15, top 10, and hopefully more space. So how do you judge what's the better game? It's really difficult. I mean, sometimes we've landed. I landed the other day with Sean, and I've mentioned this before somewhere, but I landed with Sean. And we held a building and we killed four guys in this building. And we felt absolutely joyous of doing that. And we probably didn't last much longer. Game over in 5 minutes. I've played other games where we've made it to the top 10. And was it as enjoyable? I don't know. You know, didn't see anyone. Just got sniped out of nowhere. So, I don't know. It's just different every time. So,
Do you prefer solo or do you prefer team?
I prefer teams. Teams is where it's at. It's much more fun playing with other people. It's just being sociable. Right. I think if it was a single player only, there's no way I would have put in as much time. But I do enjoy sometimes just grabbing some quick games on my own. It's good. I think Richard, once he discovered playing with other people, that's where it's really fun. It really is. So, that's PUBG. PUBG is PUBG.
It was fun watching because we added Rich to the WhatsApp group for PUBG WhatsApp group, and it was interesting watching his sort of like reactions for the first time. What we've all been through, where he's saying, "Oh, my heart was racing, and I was pounding, I was shaking, and all this," and we're all thinking, "Yeah, we've been there." And it was like nurturing a young child, bringing a young child up on it.
Yep, for sure.
I've not had a chance to play a game with him yet. So, but
when are we going to get you back on, Mark? Come on, give us a straight. When was the last time you played?
It's got to be 3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh man, nearly a month.
I know. It's shocking. I know.
You gotta get you back.
And Jason went on this afternoon on my PC. One game of solo, he killed 8 people and came second. He hadn't played it for a few days and just, that's it, first off. So I'll never be that good. But yeah, it's such a good game.
Never say never.
Yeah.
So, okay, Nicole.
Yes.
Are you still with us?
Yeah, I am. I'm very sleepy.
Well, you're not allowed to be sleepy. Doesn't matter. Have you been playing anything of note this week?
So this little game by what is that little developer? Bungie. Destiny 2.
Yeah. Oh, that little indie title.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, indie group.
Destiny 2. All I've heard from my son is this week is him talking about Destiny 2. He wants to show me things about Destiny 2. We don't have Destiny 2. We will not be getting Destiny 2. The first week of school, Destiny 2 does not come into this house. But you've heard nothing but stories about it. I'm surprised, actually, how come you two aren't playing Destiny 2? You two, you boys. But
I want to, but at the moment, it's down to funds for me at the moment.
I was not impressed by Destiny 1. I was actually a little turned off by Destiny 1. So,
yeah, okay. I'm not a big Destiny fan, so there you go. But anyway, so Nicole, sorry, are you a big Destiny fan? Was this a day one or no doubt?
I bought it day one because I wanted to play with a bunch of friends that I hadn't been able to play with in a long time because I didn't play Destiny all the time. Destiny itself pissed me off, and I ended up quitting playing because I couldn't jump. All those stupid little jump things. People would just blow through. They were like, "We're trying to help you," but they're blowing through, so you have no idea where you are, what you're doing. And there was a lot of that where you had to go run and do this and then come back and go back and do this other thing and then come back. And it just became frustrating for me.
Yeah, that vault of glass where the platforms kept disappearing. I know you really struggled with that one.
Yes. Yeah. So,
well, the design of like she said, you would clear out an area, then you had to go right back to that same area. That got monotonous.
Yes, but they've stopped that.
That's good.
So the jumping is different and easier and better and makes way more sense. They're still jumping, but not to the degree as before. You still have things to collect, but not... They're just if you happen to see them kind of things.
Yeah, but the currency in the first one got ridiculous. The amount of different things you have to get and collect. Yeah.
Right. And this one, each zone has its own currency. You turn it into one person, and they give you stuff.
Okay. That's good.
So that much is easier. You have to earn the sparrow, so you have to be level 20 to get your sparrow. So I have my sparrow, and I have a new ship, and I don't mind. Yes.
Greg, do the ships actually serve a purpose other than a loading screen this time?
You actually can leave without using a ship. You don't have to go through that stupid loading screen thing right. as much as before. So, and that was one of the things I meant to jot down in my notes because I know how much that irritated you.
Oh, yeah.
But you can actually, from your character's screen, go in and say, I want to go here. And leave from, what is it, Io and go to Earth or whatever. And you'll be there from, you still have this, go to the ship. But it's right. not, this. It's a lot less time. And all it does is it is a loading screen, but not to the degree it was before, honestly. There's a couple where, and if I go from one point on Earth to another point on Earth, I don't mm-hmm. have to leave the stupid solar system to do it. I just do it from here to there. I can fast okay. travel now.
So this is going to sound like I'm trying to be negative, and I'm really not. But
don't
I'm
you be
curious.
A Debbie Downer now, Greg.
I'm trying not to be, Fraser. There's only one of us allowed in the room. The ship –
don't be frigid, Fraser, will you?
I mean, does it give you any – is there any benefits? I mean, other than just that loading screen, I that was my struggle with the first game. It's like, oh, you got a new ship. For what? A loading screen.
It was cosmetic in the first one.
Yeah. So I'm curious, is it just cosmetic?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's disappointing. I really want them to do something with that ship because they were cool ships. Yeah. It's like, okay, let me fly it somewhere.
The sparrow you use on the planet, and those you can change around and do whatever with. So
yeah,
there's that.
I like that. I'm all for that. I just never understood the premise of, oh, you got a new ship. And it's like, well, I got a new loading screen. That's what you're telling me.
Yes. You got a new loading screen.
It's going to be okay.
That looks like a ship. Are you happy? Does that make you happy?
No, nothing makes me happier than you being happy with the game.
I actually like it a whole lot better. I'm not as frustrated. Good. And like I said, and it doesn't bother me to play this one alone. They have a clan system set up too, mm-hmm. which I'm going to work on, Mark. Me, not you. Me.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that.
And you don't have to use a stupid app or website to do it, do you? Can you do it in-game this time? Because that was a pain in the ass last time. You had to use an app
and
or a website.
And you get clan perks.
Right.
You get clan perks and points. So that everything you do, even as an individual, goes towards the clan.
Right, okay, yeah.
And anyone can be in the clan. It's just for friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there so will you're playing, be.
So you're playing single player, and that, from what I understand, then they really have sorted that out. Right, that was.
And there's a story.
Yeah, that was going to say that's what they sorted out.
I've heard a lot of people say the story is a lot better.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, tons better.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of one of the things I didn't like was the dry, like when you're told when you went to go pick up those tasks, on Destiny, they were like, okay, you know. Cade would say, yeah, we want you to do this, that, or the other. Or, you know, Ikora would say, we want you to do this, that. Or, they were all deadpan about it. Everything was just just monotone. And right. Now you deal with, which I hate to do. This is kind of a spoiler, so plug your ears. Now you deal with. Yeah, right, Mark. You deal with a lot more characters that actually are funny, and one of them is a split personality character. I'll just go with that. A split personality.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's not a spoiler.
And that one is probably the funniest one that you come across. And I enjoyed the back and forth between the ghost and the that it was just interesting. And I did.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Nicole. Sorry. I was just going to say the ad campaign. My son was bombarding me all the time, showing me the YouTube ads or the Destiny 2 ads. And they all had this guy who was quite comedic in it, right? Which I thought was
well, that'll be Nathan
real movie from what I expected. I mean, I was just like, okay, whatever. I didn't really sort of, but he loves it. He thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread.
One of the screens it was holding a chicken.
He uses
Castle is awesome. All right.
He uses that chicken in the game. I'm going to tell you that. And it's Nathan Fillion, and he's absolutely hilarious. Please don't think dirty thoughts. I saw your eyes. Nope. Stop it.
Nope. I'd say nothing.
No, but Nathan Fillion's just hilarious anyway, and this character, Cade Six, is funny. So you get a lot of good interaction that way, just listening to him and his sarcasm. I love his sarcasm. I really do. And if you were ever a Castle fan or watched Firefly, then you would love him automatically anyway. And then Ikora, her voice is the girl that was the co-captain on Firefly.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys that you meet on Earth is from Game of Thrones. He was the blonde guy that was in love with the Khaleesi. She banned him out. I can't remember. What was his name? Start with an M,
I
think.
You're talking about her brother. Martin.
No, the blonde guy. No, not that guy.
Mike.
Oh.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Gary. Hey. No,
anyway,
I know the warlock guy. I can't remember his name.
No, it's a regular.
No, but the warlock guy in Destiny is voiced by the guy who was in The Wire. It was the captain, the black guy, and he was also in John Wick, who was a guy behind the counter at the hotel. He's a great actor.
Yes, same guy. Yes, he's a great actor. Yes.
Yeah. Also, fun fact: Nathan Fillion, also the voice actor for Buck in Halo.
Yes.
Nathan Fillion.
Is awesome.
Is Canadian.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Yeah. And he wears
One of a few reasons
Teflon
to like
Teflon says Jorah. Jorah Mormont. Is that the guy who voices it?
Yes.
Yeah. Who had the grayscale. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Thank you. Oh, well God, done, Jason. That was killing me. I was what was his name? Yes.
So we have in the chat, Martin 1 said, I sold my sparrow on eBay. That must have been why I said Martin. I must have seen his name on there. Sold my sparrow on eBay. Can you do that?
No.
He's just taking the piss.
Yeah. I think it might be his budgerigar.
Teflon is asking, are there any wizards from the moon in this one?
Wizards!
Wizard! No, okay.
Is it still
not that we know of as of right now?
Aaron Von Bottom was saying that Nathan Fillion gave up his Canadian citizenship.
Good man.
Nathan Fillion can go do one.
What? Well, we'll give you David Hasselhoff. You can have him.
It's all right. We don't need him. Yeah. We've still got Captain Kirk.
We exported him to Germany.
I'm going
to
say Germans sort of like have adopted him, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, my God, they can have him, too.
Yeah. We've acquired Nicole Scherzinger, so you got rid of her. She's here all the time now.
Who?
Nicole Scherzinger. Buzzercat Dolls. Was dating Lewis Hamilton.
God knows. No idea.
Y'all got Madonna. We shipped her off to England.
Yeah, we sent her back, though. She's left him now.
Damn
and she's
it.
Back over.
We tried.
Okay, all right. I know. Okay, all right. Stop.
So the gunplay on Destiny 2, is it as good as Destiny 1, or is it better, or is it the same? Or
Thank you, Mark. Back on track. I like it good.
I like it better.
All right.
I mean, you still get 900 million little guns to play with, but I leveled up so fast, it was unbelievable. Like, I'm done with the game. So.
Right. And now it opens up.
And I actually have my picture for victories achieved on my phone that I need to put up on Twitter here in a little bit.
Nathan Fillion is a traitor. Aaron Von Glauer, quote. Yeah. I agree.
You agree?
So one thing I've noticed on some of the streams are a lot of the enemies. I don't know if you're playing the early part of the game. A lot of the enemies are the same as in Destiny 1, and that kind of put me off initially. But then Gary DeFelice and Womble, Nick, they both assured me that there's a lot of new characters in it and a lot more bosses.
Right.
And it is a lot different, but the bits I saw were the same.
You've got to realize what those old enemies are doing, and yeah. I can't say right, what okay. they're doing, yeah. but when you figure that out, you're like, oh, it makes sense right, why okay. they are still in the game.
Right. Right.
So
it's just the little snippets I've seen are out of context, really.
But it's nice. Yeah. There are some different ones, and some of them move a little differently than they did before, and right. There are a few new ones, a couple of new ones that just really piss me off. Like, I see them coming, I'm backing up and shooting at the same time. There are a lot more bigger guys to kill
right.
throughout the game. Yeah. So not necessarily bosses, but, you know.
Yeah, the yellow enemies rather than the normal yeah. standard ones, yeah.
Yeah, harder ones to kill. So it has good gameplay. Mm. I'm not gonna say, hey, everybody needs to go get it because everybody's tastes are different. But like you said, I've gotten to play with Nick. I've gotten to play with Gary. Jim and I've played quite a few. Actually, Jim and I finished the game together.
Yeah.
Well, he'd already finished it once, and then he helped me finish. And then Isonix and a couple others. Mike Brashler was another yeah. one that I've got to play with. It's just, you know, like I said, it was people that I hadn't been able to play with in a long time because we weren't following the same games. So it was nice to get back and play with them again.
Everyone knows that Nick's obsessed with the game, but he's actually gone out and bought a PS4 and this game. Just for this game, I think, by the sounds of it. And he's playing it on the Xbox and on the PS4, and he's buying the PC version when that comes out so he can play with everybody in the community. So right. that's some dedication right there.
Yeah, that's almost a mental illness. Trust me. But there you go.
Now, in fairness, that PS4 bundle is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal.
Why, what else? Why, what's... Well, they've cut a deal, haven't they? So...
Yeah.
Well, there's a few, they did with Destiny 1, there's a few sort of like extra missions and weapons you can only get on PS4.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Which Nick was a bit pissed off at the last time around because he only played it on Xbox. And
is that Womble?
Yeah, Womble, at Womble yeah. MK3, yeah.
Didn't he post on Twitter, he'd finished it the day it was released,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, nutcase. Okay,
he took 2 weeks off of work to play this freaking game.
Yeah, and finished it
okay, Monday. I'm back to mental illness. Okay.
But he's really good at it as well. If you want anybody to help you through this game, Womble is one of the best guys to guide you through it, because not only is he superb at game, he's a great teacher, leader, and he'll tell you where to go, what to do, in a manner what isn't demeaning or thing. And he's such a good guy, and it's well worth having on your friends list if you play Destiny. Yeah. And he likes dancing and jiggling his balls in front of Nicole.
And yes. I will say as well, and put my hands up there, I hope Nick doesn't take offense to that, because obviously I'm personally at the moment suffering from mental illness with video games as well. So, yes, yeah. No doubt about that. So,
good people. And you know what? He's not in the chat today, because where is he playing?
Yeah, he's on Destiny.
Yeah.
Well, if I wasn't in here, I can tell you where I am. So, yeah. Good. Okay. Anything else about Destiny 2?
No, not really. I mean, like I said, it's a good game.
Has it got good graphics?
My daughter asked me about that. She goes, is it the same graphics or are they... I said, well, I mean, they are what they are. It depends on your TV more than it depends on what's on the game. So, I mean, they look fine to me.
I know this has got...
Visually, it looked like it was an upgrade from what I could tell.
Yeah, and because...
It'll
be a little bit better optimized as well.
The first game was still on 360 and PS3, wasn't it? So there were limitations there, because a lot of the DLC wouldn't work on it.
I have it on the PS4.
Yeah, but it was on PS3 and Xbox 360, so it was on last gen as well. But this one, obviously, is only on the new software, and I know the PS4 version has got Pro support, and I know for a fact this has got Xbox One X support coming in November.
Is it running 60 frames on...
No, so that's... Here's the interesting thing. They didn't put it at 60 frames on the Xbox One X or the PS4 Pro. Their claim was that they couldn't do it because they wouldn't be able to run as much in the background if they did that. However, I think the reality is because this is a cross-platform in that it Xbox One X players can play with Xbox One players and PS4 Pro players can play with PS4 players, they can't have a 60-frame version and a 30-frame version within the console space. I think that's going to cause issues with competitiveness, and so I think they just said cap it. Keep it at 30. This way it's consistent across all.
Do you really think so?
Absolutely.
Do you think they care about competitiveness? Because I would have thought if you can release that at 60 frames per second on the Xbox One, that is Xbox One X or a PS4 Pro, that is your advert right there. If you're the console,
that's the point in having that and better console, isn't it?
You would want them to do that. You would want them to be able to say, hey, look, you know what? You want 60 frames a second? Get the better console.
Right. But I don't think they want to support two different versions for different competitive play. In the multiplayer, they wouldn't be able to have people running at 60 frames a second and 30 frames a second in the competitive multiplayer. And I think they – because it's a competitive edge. It's an edge to the 60
frames.
But
who cares?
The people that are playing?
Get a better console.
Yeah. Look, I totally I get what you're saying, Fraser, but honestly, you don't want an uprising, and that's what it would be.
Yeah, and this way, this killed it. It was like everybody has 30 frames. Yeah, everybody has 30
Not the
frames.
The uprising.
You have some different resolution issue. You know, there's some different resolutions, but everybody gets 30 frames per second. It kind of just kills the whole discussion. So I think that's how they decided to handle it.
Teflon12's put in the chat, it said it'll look better on PC, and by what I've heard of a beta, which there was a recent beta on PC.
Right.
I think the PC version is not coming out till later this year. I think it's back end of October. I think the PC version is going to be superb by the sound of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe the PC version is going to run at 60 frames a second.
Yeah. Well, it'll run whatever your system can run at. Right.
My system will be running at 20 frames.
Right, but don't forget, everybody in the PC gaming space claims they can run it at 4K, 60 frames per second, regardless of what they actually have in their computer.
No, they don't. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Every forum you go to, oh, I've got a PC. I can run this at 4K, 60 right now. That's all I see.
I will take these forums, Fraser. Don't go to the forums. No, they're toxic. Don't go to those forums, Greg. It's your own fault for going there. I wouldn't say that. I can sit and tell you right now, I am struggling on Battlegrounds with my machine. I'm running an old 4-year-old PC. I would do anything I can to carve away background processes, put everything to load just to try and avoid the jank. You know, and then I'll also be playing against guys who are running 4K 90 frames a second or whatever like that. Do they have a competitive edge? No, because I've got mad skills, right? So there you go. Right? It's sense. Don't worry about it.
Settled.
Right. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's.
Mark?
To the news.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm too busy chatting away to the chatters.
Mark. Jingle.
News. Go on, switch over. Right, here we go.
Here is the fucking news. I had no hand in this news whatsoever, but it pleases me to see the subject of the first piece of news here. Oh, someone moving behind me. I was going to request to see if my wife would get me a drink. Can I have a root beer, please? She's completely ignored me.
Yes.
Okay. First piece of news, Greg. This is yours, I believe, isn't it?
Not at all. This actually, Mark put all this news in, but I am familiar with this news, so I can certainly say something about it. Unless, Mark, you want to take this, since you were the news sleuth.
There you go. Well, here you go. This... Sorry, look. Here's proof. Twitch has a 15-second delay. She just she's listening to the show. It's coming.
Root beer assistant.
I put this in specially just for Fraser as well. I'll read it if you want.
Thank you.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds will set a new record. At the time of writing, which was, I think it was last night, it was announced, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds has reached over 10 million concurrent users on Steam. Or 10,028,275 to be exact. That's not right, is it? I thought it was 1 million.
10 million. That's concurrent online, I think.
At any one time.
I think it's misworded. It's 10 million players have bought the game.
Yeah.
It's 1 million concurrent players.
Yeah, they've got 1 million. Yeah, anyone in one particular moment in time, there was 1,027,002 players, current players. Right. Yeah. Now, that's broken sort of like all-time concurrent records for every game on Steam apart from Dota 2. Dota 2 still got the highest peak at 1.2 million, but they're pretty confident PUBG is going to blow that out of the water before long.
Well, I would imagine once they also have it launch on console, they're going to get a healthy boost from that as well.
Yeah.
Even for someone like me who has done nothing but play this and be involved in this since, I think, March.
Yeah.
I have been nothing but Battlegrounds since March.
Yeah.
Pretty much not played any. I can tell you my sole outlay on video games, I think, since March has been $10. Because I claimed back $20 worth of stuff, loot that I sold off this game.
Yeah.
Even this surprises me. I mean, this is just madness, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
what's crazy is I saw a chart that compared it to Minecraft.
Yeah, Webster pulled out.
This is going way faster than Minecraft even. Now, the real curiousness is going to be, does this plateau? Because the one thing I would say that, at least so far, that I can tell, mind you, I haven't played the game, but Battlegrounds doesn't seem to have so far, has been kind of that leveling up, building kind of mentality to it that they had in Minecraft. So I do have concern player fatigue is going to start happening soon. Because I think the only real like upgrades is cosmetic, if I'm not mistaken.
But they can make changes to the game inside. So we'll have new maps.
And there's a new map coming, there's a desert map.
Continually upgrading. We get a new weapon next week. And just having a new weapon, I mean, just ignites, you know, everybody's curiosity. And
fog as a weather effect as well. That's coming next week.
Yeah, we have fog, new weather. I don't know. We'll see. New game mode.
And like you say, as soon as it comes to consoles, all those who don't have a gaming PC, there's going to be another spike where you're going to get another 3 or 4 million Xbox players get it day one because they've heard so much about the hype. Yeah, right. It's going to be huge. We're going to be playing this for a long time to come.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Good. Okay. Forza 7 has a demo incoming. Who's
Greg?
Mark.
This is Mark.
To Mark for this news.
All credit goes to Mark.
Yeah. There's a Forza 7 demo incoming. I sort of like alluded to this earlier when I mentioned about the other Forzas. So Turn 10 is celebrating Forza Motorsport 7 going gold by offering up a demo later this month. It's coming on the 19th of September, so you can grab that demo then. Xbox One and Windows 10 PC users can play through 3 racing experiences. It'll include the Dubai Racing Circuit, Jebel Hafit Pass, which I think they use that for testing, don't they, in the winter, as well as Mugello's making a comeback. That was a brilliant track on Forza 3 and 4. Really miss Mugello. That's an Italian track. And Nürburgring Grand Prix Circuit. The Nürburgring will be in every racing game forever because it's one of the best circuits ever. Players will better drive a Nissan Nismo GTR LM. The demo will also include a Porsche 911 GT2 RS, which they unveiled at E3 on stage as a new car, which is on the game's cover box as well. And the Mercedes-Benz Tank Pool Racing Truck. This game has got trucks in it this time, which they look really cool. I'm really excited for that. I didn't know about that until I saw it on, I think it was Gamescom, the show of the truck racing, Greg. So September 19th, that will be the decider for me whether I'm definitely want to be 100% invested in this. And I probably will be. I love my racing games, so, yeah.
Wasn't there trucks in Forza 6 or Forza 5?
No, there was a NASCAR DLC in Forza 6, which I haven't
NASCAR
got.
NASCAR in Forza 6.
Yeah, but they haven't had truck racing in it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a nice addition.
I went to some truck racing once at Silverstone. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we should make one correction. There were trucks in Forza 6. There were not semi-trucks.
Yeah, but more so like 6. Your massive sort of like, well,
right,
vans.
So,
there were vans in the UK.
Not pickup
vans.
Trucks.
Like,
right, there were pickup trucks.
Stuff,
there were pickup light trucks in Forza 6.
Yeah.
But in Forza 7, they have these straight up, we call them semi
Yeah, semi-trucks. Articulated lorries. Yeah,
right. Well, that's what we would sort of call a truck. Unit,
yeah.
Brits would call a truck. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, a truck, what you call a truck, Greg, we call like just a pickup or a van.
Right.
So, and the final bit of news is, I thought this is quite amusing. Malaysia have blocked Steam completely. So what's happened is, there's been an indie fighting game release called Fight of Gods, which puts religious characters into the ring to battle it out. And this has reportedly caused the entirety of Steam to be blocked by the Malaysian government. Thanks to the introduction of a new fighter, Jesus Christ, he's been added to the game. And apparently people in Malaysia are highly Christian religious.
Right.
So the report says that the Steam domain has been completely blocked in Malaysia now. The government did request Steam to geo-block just that country from people buying the game. But apparently Steam didn't act quick enough, so they went ahead and blocked the whole of Steam. So if you live in Malaysia, you cannot access Steam at all. So if you've got quite a large Steam library, that's bad. A big fucking...
You're fucked.
Yeah. But I'm sure Steam are working on geo-blocking just that particular game. So yeah, they didn't like the thing.
You know...
That'll be interesting, though. If you can use Jesus against that, like... I'm gonna end up getting hurt now. But Jesus against like the Prophet Muhammad, oh my God, that would be
insane. I was just gonna say,
yeah.
I actually am kind of shocked that a developer would have made this game
given the
sensitive nature we have seen different groups being around their religion. I would be fearful to walk out of that building at the end of the day.
I can see this being a bit of a hot potato for quite a while, to be honest.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just wait for videos start showing up of one god beating another god.
Jesus Christ.
And I rest my case.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the news. Nice bit of news work there, Mark. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I think we're moving next on to, we have here the title, EGX Friday nights are going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right because they're eating burritos.
Yeah.
They're drinking beer on Friday, September 22nd. If you are going to be going to EGX, you got to make sure you reach out to Robin Tate or Mr. Mark Wright because Robin, Mark, Chris MJW, Verbal Rob, Phil Olson, who has officially confirmed
it. He tweeted us.
Richard Natras, Pilch, Chinny, and Stu from the Veteran Gamers, John Mouse. Daniel, also known as Flecky, all coming, as well as Lewis Danson and his brother. They're all going to be there hanging out, drinking beers, eating burritos, closing all the doors and windows, and having a grand old time.
Yeah, we're at Mission Burrito, which I think it said it was on Broad Street, I think, in Birmingham. I don't know where that is, but I'll find it.
It just fell to the spell.
Yeah, so it should be a good laugh.
Good. Good. Yep. Sounds it. I wish I could come over. That would be something to go to one day, maybe.
Yes. I think we need to time something out, Fraser, because that's on my bucket list now.
Yeah, I think you're right, Greg. I think we just need to give ourselves a bit of notice and then to say what this is when we're going to do it, and we'll catch up. Maybe
show
we can meet in London and get up there. Okay, community questions and feedback. We have no speak pipes. Do we have no Twitter, Facebooks, emails, nothing like that? Nope. Nobody loves us.
Nobody loves us. Well, Mark posted up, hey, ask us a question, but I think
it was a bit late.
Yeah, it was a bit late, and I think it's better when we prompt people with a question and get their feedback.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, well, let's move on to some podcast trivia.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it. Jason Johnson, thank you very much. Love it. He has indeed sent me the quiz questions. Much appreciated. Are we ready?
Yes. Would you like a standings update?
Yeah, go on,
All right.
Oh, standings update. You actually pulled your finger out then and did the standings.
I did. I did. I listened to 10 shows today to get caught up. I was far behind. All right. So we have Robin sitting at 3 points. Mark is in the lead currently at 8 points. Fraser, you have 1 point. Nicole has 1 point so far. However, Nicole does have 2 titles under her belt. Kim sitting in second place.
Point out that the cool kids have 1 point.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
To be fair, as well, Nicole has hosted a few times, and And then she, through the summer, she wasn't on as often as the rest of us.
I'm sure Nicole will come up with her own excuses.
I'm winning.
Kim is sitting at 5 points. Then we have a few zeros for people that typically haven't been on. Gary Lever has a point. Our good friend Viva La Pedros has a point.
This next one's amazing.
Dan Natman.
Yeah.
Dan Natman with 4 points. He's only guested, I think, 3 times now. So he's done quite well for himself. Kyle Adams also has a point. And then myself, I have 3 points.
Mm.
So I hang my hat on that one.
Well, that's got to be.
I did not give myself 3 points. Come on.
That's got to be like you've never experienced the heady heights of any points, I don't think. Have you, Greg?
No, no.
Really? Last season, would you have had points last season?
I think I had 1 point last season, something like that. But yeah.
There you go.
Not a lot.
Okay, good.
All right. I'm excited.
Good. Okay. Well, let's get on with the first question then. Everybody standing by, I'm the quiz master. What would you call it? The contestants. I will sit there and they will put into the show notes in front of me. Their answers. Do you put that up on the screen there, Mark?
I could do, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to
not now.
Oh, no, I can't. No, can't. It's on a different computer. No.
Okay, question number one. How many teraflops does the Xbox One X have?
Ooh.
Is it A, 12, B, 4, C, 7, or D, 6? 12, 4, 7, or 6 teraflops?
So I need your answers after 3. 3.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
You really are Discount Duke, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm sort of like a mini Duke in training. I look up to Duke. Duke's my hero. I look up to Duke.
The apprentice.
Yeah. He actually took one of my sound clips for their show 400. I sent him a speak pipe in and I did the like party thing where I go, hang on, I can't do it by myself. Hang on, let me find it.
Come on.
I've moved them all around.
This is it.
Yeah, this one.
And the share clip when it went.
Yeah, so I added that and he's taking that now, so he's got that now. So any more clips you want, Duke, just ask. I'll give you as many as you want.
I know, we've got to work on you. Got to get your, they got to come out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying to him, and then I sent him this clip. So you got to get yourself into the rhythm of thinking about the clip 10 seconds before you actually talk.
I know, that's what I mean. Right. Duke's a master. The guys will start talking about something and he's got the clip there and it's playing, and even if it's something completely random. So yeah, I'm in training, Duke. I'm getting
there.
You've
set your sights, though. Yeah. You've set your sights high. I like it. Good.
So back to quiz.
Back to quiz. Okay. Well, we have how many teraflops does the Xbox One have? 12, 4, 7, or 6? Greg, you've all put some answers in here, and I can tell you right now that unfortunately, Nicole, you have to say.
I know mine's wrong.
And you
I know
get
mine's
the,
wrong.
I know, and you get the joy of staying on one point and hanging out with the cool kids. It's all right.
I know.
These guys aren't cool. Look at them. We know how many
teraflops.
Six teraflops. That's
you
all right.
Know how much
I had no idea. Exactly. We're cool, Nicole. It's all right. It's all good. So, yes, Greg and Mark, super nerdos down there, got it. Yep. 6 teraflops indeed. Okay.
There's no love.
Whoops. Sorry, Mark.
Right. That's fine. Okay, well done. For question number 2, then.
How many teraflops on the Nintendo Switch? 1, 7, or 3?
Quarter, 8, 1. Okay, question number 2. What year was the GTA developer Rockstar Games founded?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Because before GTA 1 wasn't actually Rockstar, it was published by DMA, wasn't it? And it was some. Oh no, it might still be Rockstar. Oh my god, what are the options, boss?
The options are A, 1992, B, 1998, C, 2000, D, 1995. What year was the GTA developer Rockstar Games founded? 92, 98, 2000, or 95?
What's a good question is that?
It's a good question.
Are we ready for the countdown timer?
Do, 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 do.
So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
I see some answers being populated in there. I can tell you right now that Nicole has gone for the answer that I would have gone for.
I just don't care.
And the answer is... 1998. Nicole clinches it there.
Nice.
Oh, I was way too early.
Yeah. Greg put 95. You're a little bit early. Mark put 92. Way too early.
Yeah.
I would have said 98. I remember that. Well, I would have just based it on when GTA was released.
Yeah.
See, and I was basing it on. I figured they usually take good 3 years to make their games, so I was trying to back it out. And give them, like, they would have been founded before the game published.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember when the game came out, so.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah, look, even Stevens at the end of it. Nicole, of course, you're not one of the cool kids anymore. You've gone up to 2 points.
Sorry.
You suck.
I tried.
Greg and Mark, you both picked 1 point for everyone. Hey, look, there we go. Yeah, it's here. 1 point. 1 point for you. 1 point for you. It's 1 point, everyone. Isn't that nice? Everybody wins a prize. Nobody loses. Okay, good. Yeah, thank you very much, Jason Johnson, for the quiz. Hang on a second. Yeah, there's a little bit he put here. 1998, Rockstar Games was founded in December 1998 by Sam Houser, Dan Houser, Terry Donovan, and Jamie King. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I think GTA 1, it was the DMA thing was the publisher, and then they went to Take-Two, didn't they? Is it Take-Two or 2 Interactive?
It is Take-Two. Here's an interesting fact. I actually applied or asked to apply for a job. No, I did. I applied for a job with Take-Two.
Yeah.
Back in, that would have been in around about 2001, I think it would have been, maybe. Yeah. Sold them to fuck off. They don't.
By the way, interesting teraflop question or fact. I think the Xbox One and the PS4 are both sub 2 teraflops. I think the Xbox One is 1.4 and the PS4 is 1.7 or 1.8 and the Pro is 4.2.
Yeah.
So there. Even more nerdy. I don't know.
So that's quite a good one.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
And the serial number of that console is...
If I went, if I wasn't so conditioned to hate dead air, I would have just stayed silent for longer. But
I know, that was good.
I could have really played this then.
Brilliant.
I like the crickets.
Or I like, or the wolf howl. That's always a good one. We are now move on to some events and happening. We have the new releases. Who would like to do the new releases? You know what? I think I would like Greg to do the new releases.
I would love to do the new releases.
Because he's always asking other people to do the new releases. Let's have Greg do the new releases. So can we cue some music for the new releases, please, Mark?
Do we have a jingle?
Mark, don't leave me with dead air. I just told you I don't like dead air.
The music's on. It's a faint background bed for new releases. I haven't got a jingle for new releases yet. Is that another jingle you want me to make?
Might be. All right. If you are so inclined, between the days of September 9th and September 15th, these new games are coming out, and you can waste your money or spend your money, however you want to look at it, on something shiny and new. Dream Break comes out on the PS4 and the Xbox One September 12th, as does NASCAR Heat 2. But that's also coming out on the PC. So PS4, Xbox One, and PC for NASCAR Heat. Pro Evolution or Pro Evolution, depending on how you say it in your country.
Oh, piece of shit soccer.
There's that. Pro Evolution Soccer 2018 coming out on the PS4, Xbox One, PS3, 360, and PC. Everybody gets a little love except for the Switch on September 12th. Rayman Legends Definitive Edition for the Switch. Finally something to play on the Switch.
You know what? Don't worry, because all the Switch owners will be going, what? This is great. This is exactly what we need to play on this. This game was made for the Switch.
Yes.
It was supposed to be September an exclusive, put it on Wii U.
Great.
September 12th, they will run around. Yep. And they will go to their parties on rooftops and they will play Rayman Legends Definitive Edition.
Right. On their large Game Boys.
Their large Game Boys. Rabbit. Sorry. I love that little jingle. Rabbit Simulator 2018 Carrot Killer Edition for the PS4 on September 13th. Divinity Original Sin 2 coming out to PC on September 14th. I believe that's early access, though. I could be wrong. I think that is early access. Dishonored Death of the Outsider on PS4, Xbox One, and PC for September 15th. That is my fidget spinner sliding away from my hand. NBA Live 18 on PS4 and Xbox One for September 15th, as well as NHL 18 on PS4 and Xbox One for September 15th, also including online co-op for those interested. I know that was a fan favorite mode from a few versions back that they pulled for a while. And then Metroid Samus Returns for the 3DS. Hey, they still make games for the 3DS. Also on September 15th. And those are your new releases.
Nice. I would like to check out Metroid Samus Returns. I can't remember what that's supposed to be like. So I will.
Samus comes back.
She does. Apparently she returns.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So there we go. Okay. Somebody needs to go to the loo.
Oh.
It's Mark. He's typed in he needs a loo break. Everyone, he's typing it in so that we don't have to mention it on the air. So let's not mention that Mark's just gone to go for a whiz.
If he was really dedicated to the show, he would have pissed his pants. I'm just saying.
Don't see me moving.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your monthly freebies. Nicole, then, as we have somebody, Discount Duke there has gone for his whatever it is.
Discount Duke.
We have your monthly freebies. Perhaps you'd like to cover those for us.
I sure would love to do that. Your monthly freebies, your games with gold for September 2017 on the Xbox One is Trials Fusion, and that is available August 16th through September 15th. So you don't have too much longer to get that one. My son's been playing the crap out of it, actually.
I like annoying. It. Some people don't like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
He loves it. And then Forza 5 Game of the Year is available September 1 through 30, so the entire month on Xbox One. Oxenfree also available mid-month, so September 16th through October 15th on the Xbox One. Xbox 360 has Hydro Thunder Hurricane available September 1 through 15. Xbox 360 and then backwards compatible on Xbox One, so you can pick it up through that too.
That's what they should be calling these hurricanes that are coming in from the south, right? Instead of Irma, should be calling it Hydro Thunder. That'd be better.
Hurricane, I'm a bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. And then Battlefield 3 is available September 16 through 30, also on the 360 and then backwards compatible for the one. Your PlayStation Plus for September is Infamous Second Son, Strike Vector X, and then for the PS3, Truck Racer, Handballs 2016.
Why are you laughing? Sorry.
Because I can. We Are Doomed for the PS Vita and Crossbuy with PS4. And what is that? Hatuful Boyfriend?
Yeah, yes, go on, Mark. Pigeon, you know.
It's got to be a Japanese
dating game.
Garbage.
Yeah, you go to school and try to track a pigeon.
Crossbuy with PS4 as well.
I would just like to throw out Handball. That has to be a typo. It's got to be Handball 2016, not Handballs.
Oh, Handballs. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's copied
just
and pasted.
Throwing that out there.
That's copied and pasted directly from the PS blog.
I believe you, but I have to think that is a typo because it's called Handball, not Handballs.
Yes, which is why I was laughing. I'm like, either Robin's been in here.
Yes, that's what I was
adjusting
thinking.
Adjusting the notes again.
Yeah, it's Handball.
Yeah.
Why I was cracking up. I'm like, this can't be right.
Okay.
Yes.
Last week, how did World of Tanks? Did anybody go to that?
It did not go well because I ended up having to bail out. So I set the tournament up. I have no clue what happened with it. So, yeah, failure on my part. Complete failure on my part.
That's okay.
You're welcome.
Oh, see, podcast play day. We'll set him up, but we won't set up.
Okay,
we will
well,
help you play with yourself. Handballs.
Nicole will snap us out of this type of behavior. She will definitely...
We're going to play Rainbow Six Siege tomorrow on the PS4. Unfortunately, yes. Sarah won't be there.
She said last week she has to go somewhere.
I know, and I was really looking forward to finally getting the game in. Unless, I'll be on there.
Unless we postpone that and do it the week after.
We can do it again. I have a group that I'm gonna that already is
all right. Okay,
patiently waiting.
Okay,
all right.
But next week, I can host some Destiny.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I can just sit there salivating and crying.
Yeah, I just want to play too.
I'm sure you'll have weakened by that point and bought it.
Probably.
No, I've no money. I'm skint. It's really bad this month. So, yeah. Anyway, that's enough of my problems.
That's all right. Greg will buy it for you. He told me that. He said it earlier. Okay. Golf Club 2 challenges. This still has... I really haven't paid too much attention to this. I did in the when we first had the original Golf Club. Yeah. But how's this one going? Is there a lot going on?
I haven't been on it for a while, to be honest. But I think Gary's still doing the challenges. And I know they're doing some challenges now on the official Golf Club tournament thing. We have a WhatsApp group, so if you like golf and you want to be part of it, contact me or Greg and we'll get you in on the WhatsApp group if you want in there. And just join the VG Hub Society on the Xbox One Golf Club 2 game, and you'll see all the challenges there, what Gary keeps posting. So, yeah.
I'm looking at it, and right now I don't recognize anything they're posting into this group. It's a lot of, like, CCB, CCD... assuming these are challenge levels, I have no clue.
Yeah, that's the official golf club's own tournaments, what they're all entering now.
I failed. Okay. Failed miserably on many levels today.
Yeah, well, if that's your thing, get in there. Ongoing, we have the Year of Living Gamedrously. We don't think we need to do a recap of what that's about, but we're all pretty much dedicated still to chipping away at these lists. I can't tell you where I am, but I did get a game finished a couple of weeks ago, so that was something. I'm still totally committed. Mm. Totally committed to this finishing. I think the chances of me finishing before the end of the year are slim, but not completely gone. I'm saying it's possible.
Yeah. I ain't even hit halfway, and I'm still happy with myself finishing 12 games this year. Yeah. I think that's pretty decent.
I've looked at what I have left to play. I have games like Divinity Original Sin.
You can forget that.
Exactly.
That was on Dragon my list. Age, I just kicked it off.
Dragon Age Inquisigi, I still have to play.
That's a good game.
I'm a good halfway through it, though. I don't foresee me finishing out my list at all. However, it's nice to have that list to just go back and reference and just be like, I'll play this game now.
Yeah, I've got a few quick wins on there. I've got The Swapper, which I think is only about a 5-6 hour game. I've got Max Curse of a Brotherhood, so I'm sure I'm going to be cracking them.
Oh, I kicked that off my list,
really
too.
I like that.
Okay, so Mark, let's rope you in there to... Can you do the victory achieved for us, please?
So the victories achieved is what sort of like tied in with the Yolgs. Victory achieved is if you complete a game, you take a selfie with the credits rolling in the background, preferably of your face, but Bungo will accept Rudy's, apparently. and you tweet them to @Rudy's.
It's such a British thing. I don't know, is it?
Send them Rudy's. To @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved, and then Robin will retweet that and log it into his spreadsheet and enter you into a prize draw. Every entry on the victory achieves and the Yolgs gets a free entry into the hat. The more entries, the more chance you got winning, and we're giving away a $20 or a £15 gift card on the device of your choice, whether it be PSN, Xbox Live or Steam. That ends on the 30th of September. Colin All Cars, I think, was the last winner. He got a £15 Xbox card.
Oh, nice.
So, keep the entries coming in. And we've had quite a few again this week. Everyone's doing really well. This week's winners are Viva La Pedros finished. Max, Curse of a Brotherhood. We've just been mentioning that. These are all the old ones, by the way. Andy Bangenwagon finished Mad Max. I finished that recently as well. I know Andy's played it on PC. It got a bit boring for me to do that. PG Tips 77, as he did Bongo's challenge last week by saying that he's been overtaken by Dastardly Jabby, so he's now completing more games again. He's finished Battlefield 1. Amras 89 finished Rochard. Filthy finished Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare. I've still got that to finish. DenocTQ finished Doom. Daddy Ickin finished Halo 2. And he also finished Guns, Gore and Cannoli.
Yeah, Bongo liked that, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
Dastardly Jabby finished Shovel Knight.
Which he said was brilliant.
Yeah. Kim mentioned the other week she played that and she said it's really good. Gunslinger X1983 finished Fallout 4. Terraform finished Zombie Army Trilogy, which is on my old list as well.
Can I just say I stare at that game icon every time I'm thinking about playing a game, and then I'm just like, it's on my list. Yeah. I know I
need
that.
You need to get in and play that. And I'll tell you what, that is a four-player co-op.
Right, well, really? We'll have to arrange that.
You can four-player co-op, you can set the difficulties down to absolutely from normal normal difficulty is hard, right? But you can set that difficulty level down to easy split between four, or easy set for all four of you. You know what I mean? So it's quarter of an easy.
Right.
And I don't know why you haven't played it. You got to just jump in.
Yeah. I will do. It's there on my list. The next two are non-Yogs, but still entries to a victory achieved. Got Colin Allcars, who was last quarter's winner. He finished Splatoon 2. And unsurprisingly, Womble MK3 finished Destiny 2, day one, may I add. Yep, so well done, Womble. And that's believe he's finished it on both consoles as well.
Right. Can I just point out here that I would like to say that I am not impressed that I posted a victory achieved and it hasn't been mentioned. In fact, right. I even got a tweet back saying that it almost didn't count, right? Which is absolutely well. Okay, so first of all, I tweeted that I had got my solo chicken dinner on
player. All right,
Unknown Battlegrounds, right?
The amount of hours you put in,
I would think that would count.
150 plus hours to get that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But here's the thing: Webster got it 3.5 hours. So what do you do now? I mean, like, you know, does it count or doesn't it count?
Of course it counts. It's like somebody would speed run through the story mode in Titanfall 2. You could probably finish that in maybe 4 or 5.5 hours if you speed runned it. But, you know, if you take your time, it's going to, you know, it take considerably longer.
Well,
so
I thought Robin said, like, you set your own rules and he's not that bothered because Chinny put many hours into City Skylines and then says, right, I've done that many hours. There's no end game. So I'm drawing a line. End of game.
By the way, Robin pulled the same thing just like a week ago. I forgot what game it was, but he's like, yeah, I'm done with this game.
Yeah.
Consider it completed. So I think you should complain to the commission.
I'm not absolutely complaining to the commission. Slag him off behind his back.
Well, there's that too.
Right. Well, everyone gets his special clip, and Fraser especially gets his clip. He gets a double mention of his clip. No, I'll play it twice.
No, you're all right.
Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
And just for Fraser.
Thank you very much. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Okay, so unless there's any other business, we'll just close off. How does that sound?
Hey, it sounds good.
We're coming up to the 2 hour, mark. We've done nice. Okay, so I can run through some closing notes here. Or do we have something that covers all this? I can't remember. Do we?
We've got a sound clip for some of it, yeah. Do you want to play that?
Why don't we just run through it? Yeah, go on.
Why don't you play that first? This way he'll know what he should cover.
Yeah.
So now I have to think.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Seriously, where's that music from?
I feel like I need to smoke.
That's good. Some non-copyright I found somewhere.
I've got to get a copy of that. That's great.
I've got it somewhere.
Doop, 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 doop. It sort of just sounds a little bit almost circusy at the end.
Yeah, I'll send you it.
That's probably
the funniest one.
Nicole doing her sultry voice. Yeah. It's almost like, you know.
Well, that's how, like, when I heard it, I knew straight away that was perfect for Nicole's clip. Because Nicole sent me the audio.
Don't take this wrong, Nicole. It's kind of 70s pornish in a way.
That sort of sultry music, so it's almost like it could almost be like a New York apartment, and then it's sultry music, and then the lights are dimmed, and maybe there's a glass of something being poured, and then right at the end you look down, there's some clown shoes on.
Right? George Shepard.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else. I wasn't really paying attention to that. So I don't know what else there is for me to add in there.
We totally screwed you up.
Yeah, anybody, you know where to find us. Let's move on to shout outs and let's get out of here. Right. Mark.
I've not really got prepared this week. Well, first off, you can get me on Xbox, PSN, and Steam. I'm Mark Annex Nol 3. You can get me on Twitter at Mark Annex, and my Yolg blog, which I haven't updated in forever again, is markannex.com. Want to shout out you guys. Want to shout out PUBG for Life. I want to shout out Veteran Gamers for their show 400. I couldn't be on last week. I wanted to, but I did send them a couple of speak pipes, and I couldn't wait till the Thursday because Stu's a lazy bugger. So I watched the Twitch replay video on demand on Monday at work and just listened that way. Yep, and really enjoyed it. It was superb. Bongo, oh my god, Bongo did a superb appearance on there. So funny. I should have got a sound clip ready of it actually, but yeah. If you haven't listened to it, you've got to listen to Bongo's bit when they ask him for a confession. Fraser knows what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't get that far.
Oh, didn't you? Because, man.
No, I was on it. I was lucky enough to get, I'll do my shout out then to those guys and say congratulations. I was lucky enough to get on and I did,
Yes, you did, yeah. You talked a lot of PUBG, didn't you? Nearly sidetracked the whole show, you and Mike.
Mike had just rekindled his love for me that week. Yeah. Right. So, but congratulations to those guys for 400. It's amazing. So, yeah, really good. Nicole?
Obviously, shout out to you guys and to our shatters because they keep it fun and interesting, and to all of our listeners. And then I'd like to give a big thanks. Y'all know my home state is Texas, so and there was a lot that went on because of Hurricane Harvey. And as I mentioned to you guys before the show started, we did lose someone in the hurricane, and just want to shout out to the family, to Corey and Kirby, and just let them know that we do love them. And to my school where I work, they had a day called, Tip Your Hat to Texas, and brought in over $6,000, to donate to the state. And these are elementary students that brought in any amount that they wanted to bring in to be able to wear a hat, and all the money went to the state of Texas. So I'm very, very happy with those kids. They were so sweet. They even sent in notes that said, you know, we love you, Texas, and sorry, Texas. It was just the sweetest thing. And I asked, it's elementary students, so you can imagine how cute these little notes were. We have a friend that's one of the teachers. Her husband and his company co-workers are going to go do a bunch of recovery and rescue and rebuilding stuff in the state. They're off right now in Texas working on that. So just thank you for all those that did support my home state. I do appreciate it. And I know that coming up, we're going to need it again. So
yeah, tomorrow, Florida and, all that south part there. I know Gary's got his parents are down in Florida, so I've been sending my thoughts and prayers to those guys and that.
Well, his brother's down there too.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of family down there. Mm. So it's just this time of year is just crazy weather-wise. So just lots of prayers out and positive vibes for those guys. So
Of course. Fingers crossed it's as good as it can be for everyone coming up. Okay, Greg?
Yeah, well, I was actually going to do a little bit of the same echoing of what Nicole was just talking about. It's kind of a crazy time. I mean, you know, you mentioned Texas, Florida, obviously getting hit, you know, this coming week. But let's not forget our friends out in the Caribbean. You know, they are
Virgin Islands
as well. Truly decimated by what's going on.
The Virgin Islands got hit really bad.
You know, and then we have other areas getting hit by
Mexico,
other things.
Mexico
India,
had
Mexico had an earthquake. I mean, just truly crazy, crazy weather stuff going on right now. So, just hang in there wherever you're at. We hope you are safe and well. Obviously, we thank everybody for listening to the show. That goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Fraser, thank you, my friend, for stepping in and hosting.
No problem. Like I said, my apologies. I haven't been as sort of present as much as I'd like to have been, but it's always
okay.
A pleasure. Always a pleasure to come back. And I say, you know what? I mean, even though I haven't perhaps carried out as many hosting duties as I would have liked, there are certainly two other people who have on the show stepped today up. Who've stepped up big time.
Yes, yes,
and
they
found
have.
Their inner talents. And one day they could be as great as you and I, Greg.
I would agree. I think they have that capability. They can almost, you know, achieve that.
Right now they're with, you know, at that bongo level, but it's good. One day it'll come.
Yep, yep, yep.
I don't think my head will ever be that big.
No, no. A salute to my friend Bongo.
Let's have a quick glass. Where's the glass?
It's gone.
All gone. Well done, Greg.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Cindy's sticking it. Yeah, yeah.
That was the distraction that happened earlier. She slipped in and grabbed it. Throughout this podcast, I've been sending Charger photographs to Gary DeFelice. I don't think he's been quite appreciative of that. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at @OC_Murphy's Law. I do a lot of gaming tweets. I do a lot of football tweets right now and occasionally social tweets. But really, it's more sports and games. That's, you know, life is too crazy, too upsetting for me to worry and get too upset over things that actually matter. I prefer to live in a little bit of a fantasy world because it's much more fun there.
Sure.
That being said, Fraser, why don't you finish us out completely?
All right. Well, then that being said, let's get out of here.
Oh, God. I'm not prepared. I thought you were going to do it. I'm waiting for your shout outs.
I did my shout out. All
did right. You?
He did.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let you off. Here we go.
D-double-D. Come on. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Go Broncos. Got it in mind.
Fuck off, Broncos.
See you same time next week.
That wasn't a spider, that was a monster.
Well, you put up the I think it was the pound coin next to it.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how big a pound coin is.
It's
so
about the size of a dinner
quarter.
Plate.
It's about the size of a quarter.
It's about the size of a dinner plate.
That's not that big. No.
It's more the size of a nickel.
Well, then it's even smaller.
The pound coin exchange, Fraser, it's a lot bigger now. Someone's fucked up my restream again, Jason.
I haven't done anything.
Why is it saying Infobro when I'm typing in?
I changed it up here.
Please don't swear at my teammate.
Oh, no. On OBS.
Mark, what game did I play this week?
Destiny 2.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm typing.
People aren't telling me. I'm like, you've been crying about it for days.
Now, Fraze, are you trying to grow in up here, or is that just shaggy and you're going to shave that back off and just do the kind of the more goatee kind of look?
This is fallow, Greg. I have nothing to offer up here. This is everything as it comes.
So, I mean, but the question is, are you going to shave up there then and try and get a little stylized, or are you just going to look like a homeless person?
Yeah.
I used to like you.
Don't lie. No, you didn't.
He's always hated me. That's okay.
And I shaved my legs, so we're all set.
All set. neighbor. This is what garages are for. All right. So, funny story. After last week's spider tragedy attack, I literally went outside and I sprayed the entire house. Just coated every doorway, every entrance. Cindy walks out. She's like, "What is all this water?" I'm like, "Don't step in it. It's bug repellent." And she's like, "Are you kidding me?" It's like a lake. Yeah.
I like spiders.
I can't stand them. Fuck them. They can die an agonizing death. They're creepy. I don't care if they eat flies. I can kill flies too.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go off. I'm going to watch Wonder Woman.
That's a good movie or series. Yeah, I really enjoyed Wonder Woman.
Yeah, liked it a lot. Yeah. Surprisingly liked it a lot. No, not for that reason. I was actually pleasantly surprised. They did a good job of the storytelling in it.
Yeah, I know it was a really good film, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do have a bit of a crush on Gal Gadot, or whatever her name is, Godot.
Wonder Woman.
Have you seen her in Keeping Up with the Joneses? That's quite a fun movie.
No, I have not.
Yeah, she's good in that. She's in her underwear in that one.
Yeah, I'm PUBG, Mark.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Some people say,
"Come on, yeah."
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.